It's 7:51. Conor Fields, more business news.
Gavin, PC sales are dropping like a stone, down 14% over the first 3 months of the year. And you can see the impact of that on Intel's results released overnight. The chip maker, which of course is one of Ireland's largest multinational employers, made $2 billion between January and March, but those earnings down 27% compared to the same period last year. Big news this morning is that Tesco is pulling out of the US, the retailer abandoning the Fresh and Easy brand under which it had been trading there. The stateside expansion hasn't performed for Tesco and it's going to take a hit to its profit after tax of £1.2 billion as a result of that move. The headline figures for Tesco this morning, sales of £72.4 billion, that's up 1.3%, full year profit of £3.5 billion, that's down 12%. In Ireland, we don't get figures, but an indication of how the like-for-like sales, that excludes the impact of any new shop openings, have gone compared to the previous year. For the financial year just ended, Tesco's like-for-like sales in the Republic of Ireland down 0.3%. That is, though, a slower rate of decline than the 2.4% drop over the previous 12 months. But for more on these results, we can speak now to Mark Murnane of Shelburne Markets. Mark, until recently, Tesco, pretty much an unstoppable juggernaut, year in, year out, sales growth, profit growth, expansion into new markets, no problem. What's changed in the last couple of years?
It's really been a bit of a perfect storm, I suppose, for Tesco over the last number of years. They expanded into the US, into California in 2007, right into the kind of heart of the subprime crisis over there. That impacted the business significantly. In the UK, they're in the midst of what is, I suppose, a triple dip recession. Wage growth is being outstripped by inflation is being is outstripping wage growth. So
that's also arguably the world's most competitive grocery market. You've got all the big guns there. They've got Asda, they've got Morrisons there, and they're all pointing on there. They've all got their tanks parked on Tesco's lawn.
Absolutely, they've been very significantly impacted also by the low cost discounters such as Aldi. CEO Philip Clark said after a profit warning last year that he would, you know, look to regroup and I suppose reposition the business. And this move out of the US today, which many felt he should have done in 2011 when he took over rather than trying to rebrand over there, this move out of the US that's been announced today is, I suppose, the biggest step in towards that repositioning of the business.
What do you think, though, they're likely to do from here on out? They seem to be trialling a lot of new ideas. I know, particularly in the UK, they're looking at slightly different formats. They're looking at slightly different additions to the shops that they have already open.
Yeah, they're looking at, I suppose, downsizing the large hypermarket business that they have. Philip Clark has a vision that he'll create destination supermarkets where people will go and, you know, have a coffee or go and buy a book and read it. And, you know, some analysts believe that that's not really, you know, going to work. He believes it is the case, and that's where he's trying to gear up. One thing that is noticeable from the numbers today is the increase in the online business that has, you know, increased by about 13%. And, you know, that is something that he focused on at the end of last year. He said that was where he was, somewhere where he was going to really spend money.
If memory serves me, that was a criticism over previous periods, that particularly Sainsbury's seemed to have stolen a march on them again in the UK market in really pushing ahead online.
Yeah, I think under the previous CEO, Sir Terry Leahy, he had a vision that, you know, people would solely come into these big supermarkets and there'd be a one-stop shop, and he neglected the online a little bit. And now, you know, they seem to be, you know, spending more time on that, moving the electrical business there and focusing on these smaller shops, increased homeware business to, you know, combat, say, the likes of John Lewis, who have been taking market share from them.
Mark Murnane of Shelburne Markets, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. In currency news, the euro trading at $1.317 and 85.8 pence sterling this morning on you.
Destination supermarkets, I've heard it all now. Thanks very much indeed, Conor.